We knew what we were missing. I'm sure maybe the rest of the country didn't fully appreciate it, but we knew what we were missing without him all season, in the important part of the season. Ronan O'Neill, of course, as well, and Kyle Coney were missing. So they were serious target men or finishing men that were missing in our team, and we paid the price for it. But you can just see what one of them back there today does. Like Sean Cavan is a super player, and he can get you big scores when you need them. He has a record that's, you know, stands up for itself. And, you know, he just slots back in again. Like, he works hard. He recovers from injury because he works very hard at it. And when he comes back, you know he's in good shape. All he needs is a bit of match practice. And it didn't take him long to get up to speed there today. I thought he was superb throughout the game. And I suppose a big player gets you important scores at important times. And that's Sean Cavanagh.
You must be pleased with the new boys, the way they come in, Mickey, and acquitted themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you pick a squad and you try to hope to give them some game time to do the job. And then you know that the strength of a team is the strength of the bench. And that's an old adage, I suppose, people talk about all the time, but it's very true. And we had serious players to introduce there, obviously likes of Petey Hart, who has the experience, but then the other lads who come in who maybe just haven't quite as much experience, but they acquitted themselves very well. I mean, Conor McAlisky, he just got that half chance, and you know, when you have people who can convert a half chance into a goal, they're very useful around the square. And young Darren McCurry was relatively new in the scene as well, and Plunkett Kane didn't get too long, but you could see when he came in there that he liked where he was, and he actually had an influence on the trend of the game, because I think we got a bit of more of a grip on the game in the middle of the field with his introduction.
And of course, Antrim next week, you might get another, maybe a potential board changes again, you'll reshuffle things.
I think they won today, so they're hell bent on being in the latter stages of it as well. And I suppose everybody wants to get the knockout stages, because this is January. We like to play matches. We like to play competitive matches, and it will be competitive again next week. And that's the way it ought to be. And if we can win another competitive game, then it puts you within a good chance of qualifying. Doesn't be certain, but we'd like to have a qualification in our own hands if we can at all.
And good to get off to a winning start again.
Very important to get off to the winning start. And as I say, at times we looked good in that game. When we were 7-4 up, we looked like we were going to push on and win the game. Then Derry just took over the scene, and he maybe got 6 unanswered points and looked very much the team that was going to win the game. Then we had a fight back. It was a bit of a nip and tuck affair for a while, and again it looked like Derry were going to win the game when there were 2 points up with not a lot of time to go. So I think it showed good resilience from our players. Because they had the lack of match practice, they still had a good level of fitness, and I think they were going very well at the end of the game, which is good from our point of view.